another Friday. After this one, after this weekend, you only have five to go before football is back. We're 43 days away from Auburn football. We're 36 days away from week zero action. We're past media days. It's here. It's a live dive. Zach, welcome.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay. All right. Very good. We're glad you're here up close and personal again. And as people come on in, can I just go right straight to the first topic I have?
Yes.
Did John Sumrall do better than I thought he did at Media Days? Because, boy, everybody's lining up to praise the job he did at Media Days. I didn't see it. I didn't see the allure. Can you help?
Yeah. So I like John Sumrall.
Uh-huh.
I was very pro John Sumrall to Auburn. He was my number two coach on, you know, my list pretty consistently through our coaching search.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to revisionist history that. I like John Sumrall. I think he's going to be really good at Florida. Whenever somebody does something that I think is weird or cringe or don't like, I ask myself the question, okay, if Auburn's head coach or Alex Golish did this, what would my opinion be of it? And there's some things that, like, you know, Auburn fans not liking how Eli Drinkwitz handled, you know, jumping on the podium after he beat Auburn last year. Like, there are Auburn fans that hated that, which is fine. But I'm like, if Auburn's coach did that, like, I'd probably celebrate that, I think. Yeah.
You'd probably say, you know what, win the game if you don't want him to do it.
Yeah, right. The calling out somebody who traveled across the country to talk to you, I have a hard time.
Yeah.
I have a hard time getting there for that. Whether you're joking or not, I didn't like that. And like Daryl was sitting next to me, his phone went off during while Golish was talking. And if Golish would have even if it was somebody I didn't know, I would have been like, I don't know. Like, he's not, this isn't your team meeting room. This isn't your team meeting room. This is somebody who, you know, left their home, left their family for a week to go work.
Yeah.
Don't embarrass them. So I didn't like that. Now, a lot of his other stuff I liked. You know, I think John Sumrall, like, some of the stuff he does is a little corny.
Yeah.
I do think he acts different now than what I saw him at Troy. And people who've covered Troy say the same thing.
Mm.
But I do like him. But I am surprised that people just love the, like, oh, if you were on my team, you know, I'd throw this podium at you or whatever. Like, that didn't land the way I thought it would.
The second part of this, and this, I love getting Christian's take yesterday. I wanted to get your take too. The bigger issue to me was the way he talked about the discussion of changing jobs. And we got several comments about this yesterday on the show too, that, but he was like, you know, hey, nobody was going to tell me that I couldn't coach, that I couldn't finish what I started, that I didn't, you know, staying to coach Tulane was absolutely a deal breaker. And nobody was going to tell me how to finish that job. My take on that is just, like, I'm not throwing stuff off balconies because of it, but I'm like, no, your new employer sets the job description. And if you don't want that job, well, okay, then you just don't take that job. But he seemed a little overly animated about nobody was going to tell me how to, like, it seemed a little Scott Farkas like from A Christmas Story, like a little, just a little scrappy do. I used that yesterday. Like, just nobody's going to tell me just don't take the job then. But your new employer has every right to describe the job they want you to take in as much detail as they want. He made a little too much of that, I thought. Yeah.
Is this live or from yesterday? It's from yesterday.
It says just what I thought. Screen. I mean, what do you think about it? Am I making too much out of that? Is it just July and I'm looking for stuff?
No, I mean, some of this is media days and, like, how much of this actually matters or not. Like, is an important or interesting. I think the vast majority of the stuff is interesting. The stuff that's important, I don't think we'll know is important until down the road. You know, Freeze's ho-hum attitude we thought was interesting at the time, and I think we probably liked it at the time, but then it became a symptom of a much larger issue of just not caring about everything that goes into winning. So in hindsight, that probably was important. Mm-hmm. But there are also like coaches that are ho-hum at the podium and still do well. I think Carson's second media day's performance, I thought was incredible. Like truly, I thought it was incredible, but it ended up not mattering. So
that's right. Okay.
Are you making too much of it or not? Like, I don't think we know yet.
Right. Yeah. I don't think you are for July. And that was the point I made on the show yesterday too, was it's fun to talk. It's July. It's like, this is what we're talking about. I'll continue to like go butt heads with people. Well, nobody's won a game yet. You're making too much. Right. Because they haven't played a game yet. That's the whole point. It's the whole point.
Yeah. Sam in the chat, if you have to tell people how tough you are. Yeah. It's that way with anything. Yeah. If you have to tell people you're successful.
Right.
If you have to tell people you're the best, are you? Or do they just know?
Yeah. Right. Daniel Moultrie, I also
want to say, like, he can do all this and still be a good coach. I want to be very clear on that.
Of course.
I think Sumlaugh is going to be a good coach. Once again, he was number two on my list. Like, I think Florida made a great move by hiring him. How we got to that point, I think, is an interesting conversation that I think we've already had. But, we don't know if any of this stuff matters yet or not.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of similar comments in the chat on this, which you would expect on an Auburn show, on an Auburn channel. But I'm kind of getting those vibes too. It is interesting to me, though, that a lot of the national media, not Auburn folks, national media, they think he is going to be dynamite right out of the gate. Like they think Florida's back and back in a big way. And I'm just not there. Like I think Troy had more success prior to him becoming the head coach, and Tulane certainly had had more success prior to him becoming the head coach than Florida has had, like on the doorstep or the runway of him getting there. So I think this is by far the toughest of his three head coaching tasks. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they have what it takes to turn that around.
There's an element of randomness to all of this, right? Like there are, when you look at the elite coaches in today's game, pretty much all of them came from coordinator roles. And then you've got Kurt Cignetti who did the James Madison thing. And so, Florida's trying to do that. Auburn's trying to do that. Arkansas's trying to do that. And that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
And then Kentucky with Will Stein trying to do, when you look at Dan Lanning, when you look at Ryan Day, when you look at Kirby Smart, like those guys were coordinators for a while, elite coordinators. And so, we'll see. Right. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
All right. Let's move to a super chat. Hunter with a $5 super chat. Zach, out of all the people you interviewed this week at Media Days, who was your favorite?
Thought Byron was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked talking with Dari Noka. I really like him as a person.
Dari's an Oklahoma guy, right? But he doesn't let you know it. Like you don't, he's not over radio about it.
In Norman. Yeah. Or maybe it's Tulsa. Yeah. I like Dari a lot. And then I haven't watched it yet, but Dap sat down with Jordan Rogers, and apparently Jordan's really high on Auburn. I haven't watched it yet, but I'll put that into an episode probably over the weekend, early next week. But
okay.
Yeah, I would say those guys. As far as Auburn goes, Byram, for sure. No disrespect to anybody else, but definitely Byram.
Went back and watched South Florida's opener against Boise State. Have we thought about that for a barn? Never mind. Went back and watched the opener against Boise State from a year ago.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking a couple of things, like kind of a high and a low. Number one, their offense last year against Boise didn't do anything until the last play of the first quarter. They went three and out on their first drive. They went for it on fourth and one and got stuffed So four and out on their second drive. And then on third and 17, there were two sacks in the first quarter. Like Boise kind of dominated the first 14 minutes and 59 seconds. Yeah. But then they hit a 37-yard pass to Chaz Nimrod on the last play of the first quarter, and it was off and running. And it just kind of got me thinking, all right, this year against Baylor, is it going to be a little slow out of the gate? Is it going to take a little while? Is it going to take a little while against every opponent? After game two of the year, they didn't score under 30 points the rest of the year, win or lose.
Yeah.
But to get going at the start of the season, it took just a little bit. The other thing was the year Jaden Daniels won the Heisman, he had over 3,000 pass. He was one of two quarterbacks with 3,000 passing yards and 800 rushing yards. One of two. The other was freshman Byrum Brown.
How about that?
This offense, this quarterback together, uber productive. Just another, like, again, I'm already in full-scale dumb fan mode. But when I see little nuggets like that, it justifies dumb fan mode.
Yeah. I don't think that's wrong to feel that way at all. Just gotta win. Gotta that's find it. Ways to win. And I think they've got dudes who can do it.
Optics wise, Auburn won media days. Now it's time to win on the field. That's right. Look, all you could win this week was media days. That's all you could win. And I think they represented themselves very well. So that was good to see.
And they won it by not losing. You know, I do think it was nice for Golish to send a message of we're going to start caring about little things again. And you've already seen people like use half of his quote and take stuff out of context, which I think is a sign that we are so, so back.
Yeah. Agreed. Daniel says, loved your interview with Coach Ammo, Brad. Yeah, so that is up, I think, on the War Eagle Plus platform now. Daniel, we talked with Coach Nick Amorati, the new hitting coach for Auburn baseball. Had a good 9-10 minute conversation with him, and I think they're going to release some clips from that on social media. Not like a real animated guy, just kind of gets in there and has a winning formula. Winning formula.
Yeah, right.
Hunter, another super boy. Thank you, Hunter. Another $2 super chat. Do you think we can go undefeated going into Georgia? Yes.
Yeah, can we? Absolutely. I'm not predicting that to happen right now. I don't think so. But I do think we absolutely can.
Are we in a spot that 3-3 after Georgia is?
That'd be pretty tough to overcome.
Well, that's kind of what I was wanting to ask. Is that, are we okay if we're 3-3 after Georgia? Yeah, are we taking on a little water in terms of this season? What kind of second half?
3-3 after Georgia means you beat Baylor, Southern Miss, and Vandy, I guess. And then you lose to Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Yeah. Any comment?
I think that'd be pretty bad. Or you beat pretty brutal.
Or you beat Florida and lose to Vanderbilt. Like you're going to lose one. You lose one of those two. Or you lose to Baylor and you win one of those other ones.
Yeah, I think that'd be brutal. But yeah, can Auburn be undefeated going into Georgia? Yes. I think we have one loss going into Georgia. That's my pick right now.
Going into Georgia. So 4-1 going into Georgia.
Yeah.
If you lose that game, you're 4-2 coming out of Georgia. That's okay. 3-3, terrible. 4-2, fine. Is that where the line is right there? That game difference?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Optimism is high. I blame the barn. You should. We are it's our fault. Virginia double dribbled. VDD.
Which is true. They did double dribble.
They absolutely double dribbled. Yes. Yeah. Let's see. 4-1 going into that. 5-0 would be unbelievable. At 5-0, how much chance do you give Auburn to beat Georgia? If they're 5-0 going in, so you've beaten Florida, you've beaten Tennessee on the road. We're talking
what
about
percent that. Percent do I give Auburn to beat Georgia if we're undefeated?
Yeah.
40.
40. Okay.
40%.
All right. All right. How long was your drive?
It's about 11 and a half.
How many stops?
We stopped once, and the exit we picked was not good. It was not a good stopping place.
How did you pull that off? How did you pull off an 11-hour drive and only stop one time?
What do you mean? From like a gas point of view or from a...
Just you got five people in the car. How do you not have to stop more than one time? No, don't act like this is a... No, uh-uh. Don't act...
We always only stop once.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You're on a, you got to stop every 2 hours or so on a road trip, usually.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Don't you? Listen. Yeah, you do. Let them know in the comments. You're taking a long trip. Aren't you stopping every 2 hours or so?
2 hours? You never get there. That would take forever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was asking with 11 hours, how many stops?
You got
those of you with a big group in the car, big family, you're going family road trip, at least every three.
No, you stop once.
Yeah, smash brownie, absolutely. 11-hour trip with others like a five stopper. Yeah.
That turns into a 13 to 14-hour trip.
That's insane. No, what you did is great, and I want the blueprint. I want the formula. I want to figure out how to do that.
You wake up early, so they're asleep for the first 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then you spend the next hour like slowly eating breakfast with them.
Okay.
And then you stop about 5-6 hours into it, and then you get there.
And he says, 11 hours in the car, I'm stopping at least four times.
Y'all are crazy. Do y'all not want to get there? Are y'all like, man, I want more of this?
It's not about wanting to get there. It's just about, look, people have to stop a certain number of times.
Let me ask you this. So okay. On Thursday, I'm waking up early and driving to Chicago. It's about 6.5.
Yeah.
How many times are you stopping there?
For six just and a you. Half? Oh, just me once. But okay. I'm not.
Why are you stopping? Going, like, just get there. Just drive there.
I'm going to. But see, I drink water like I live in the ocean. So I'm going to have to stop at least once to go to the bathroom. I'm going through a half gallon of water just on that drive, probably.
See, I don't drink fluids in the car long distance for that reason. For that reason.
So you just optimum driving circumstances, ODC, there you go. Hunter is bringing it today. Brad, Thank you, Hunter. You stop at least once unless you have to go to the bathroom. Bad, I'm with Zach. But I think we just touched on the difference, didn't we? That, yeah, if you just keep your bladder empty the whole time, if you starve yourself of food and water, you know, if you treat yourself like you're in a war camp.
This goes back to where we are as a program. This goes back to where we are as a program. You don't get in the car thinking, all right, we're just going to stop once.
Uh-huh.
You set the standards of your behavior to be, all right, let's let the standards reflect where the outcome could be just stopping once. You scare your kids. You make your kids realize you have no option. You don't give anyone any sort of liquids for several hours.
So they want water.
We set standards. We don't set goals.
Daniel, we drove 8+ hours from Birmingham to Disney World in May without stopping. What a savage.
Daniel understands what standards look like, and I respect that.
Daniel's kids are crying in the backseat. We need water, please. Please, Daddy, give us water. No, pipe down. You'll get water when we get there.
You know what I say is, like, go to sleep. You won't be thirsty if you're asleep.
Smash Brownie, what days are the active wealth management seminars? I plan on going one day. Didn't see them on the library calendar.
Yes, yes. Smash Brownie, email me, Zach@activewealth.com. I'll give you all the info. But yeah, they're going to be at the Opelika Library on August 6th and August 13th. Those are both Thursdays. And they're filling up. We've got like 20 people already signed up for each day. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of good information as far as Social Security and different things that you can do to to make it where you don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire, which is an epidemic. And Ford and I are doing our parts to make sure that does not happen to any of you guys watching.
It's so avoidable, isn't it? No matter what you like your situation, you
it's
can come
so
up.
So avoidable. The math is so clear. You just got to know what questions to ask. And I mean, so many things are available that just like aren't discussed. And so, Ford and I will go over all that with you guys on those seminars. So if you have any information on that, email me, Zach@activewealth.com. I'd also just love to meet a lot of you as well. So, So feel free to come and hang out. That'd be great.
Nava Reptiles. I heard Zach's a master of the line. I'll give you something to cry about.
See, I just don't even answer them. I just ignore them.
Leah's like, Zach, the kids are crying for water. Yeah, but they won't be crying when we get there.
Yeah, that's right.
How about when they turn 16, they can drive and they can stop as many times as they want.
That's right. Just not when I'm in the car, because we're not doing that. And Annie says, absolutely never road tripping with Zach. I'm not fun to road trip with, but I'll tell you what, I'll get you
But you get there.
I'll get you That's there. Right. We're going to leave at 2 or 3 in the morning, but we're going to get there. And you know what? By the time we get there, because we're going to get there in such a good time and we're going to leave so early, wherever we're going, we'll actually be able to enjoy the rest of the day. We're not wasting a whole day in the car. That's dumb. That's so dumb.
But what about the car time?
Thank you for the super chat. How come the Kalen DeBoer is great because he played for a natty crowd, isn't high on Sonny Dykes?
Yeah.
You can argue they're more similar than dissimilar.
Yeah.
Haven't really thought a ton about Sonny Dykes in a minute.
No.
Let me think about Sonny Dykes for a minute.
But that point is a fair point. I mean, by that logic, Gene Chizik is a better coach than Kalen DeBoer, right? Because Chizik played 4-1-1.
Yeah, I do think greater than coaches are tied to quarterbacks. And Penix was a first rounder. And what was his name? Like Duggan? What was TCU's quarterback?
Yeah.
Name? Was it Max Duggan? Yeah. Is that his name? Or am I making that up?
Was it Dugan or Duggan?
Duggan.
Yeah.
Not an NFL guy. I do think that matters in the court of public opinion. I do think that matters.
All right. Yeah, we'll
Hunter,
we'll
goodness
see.
Gracious. Thank you. Man, 20-hour drive to Cooperstown, New York, one stop from Georgia. I don't think I could do one stop in a 20-hour drive from a gas standpoint, but I would stop twice. We could get there with two stops. Absolutely.
Zach listens to Maroon 5 to take his mind off of drinking water.
I do like Maroon 5. Their Overexposed album is one of the most underrated albums of all time. Every song is good.
That's outstanding. What a fantastic chat that is.
Braden, who's the creator of the We Love the Barn song, I'm 75% sure Max Duggan still plays for the Chargers.
Cool. Cool.
I'm 100% sure I didn't know that.
All right. What else do you guys want to talk about here? Yeah. I mean, solo trips are different. Tiny Matt says, if I'm on a solo trip, I only stop for gas. Yeah. Or one like, but I'll have to stop for the bathroom, but we're not making nearly as many stops if I'm solo. Not nearly as many. It's a different conversation entirely. Somebody posted earlier, welcome to Sports Talk in July. Yes, that's the point. These conversations, I think, will be very different in September, October, and November, mostly.
Not this show, like maybe the other shows, but the live dive, I mean, we talk about what y'all ask us on these shows.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Is anybody surprised that Pavia got waived?
Did the Ravens cut him?
Yeah, they cut him yesterday.
I'm a little surprised by that. That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, no, I didn't.
Camp hasn't started yet. There's no like deadline to.
It makes me wonder why.
People yet, right?
It makes me wonder what happened. Don't you think something had to happen? You can't strut around like Vanilla Ice in 1990 and expect to be like welcomed by everybody in there, unless you can ball out.
If you're a QB2 or QB3 when you've got a franchise guy like Lamar, like that was Tebow's biggest thing, is like, and it wasn't Tebow's fault.
Yeah.
But I think he would have been fine being a QB2, and he just can't be that loud of a QB2.
Kid Safari fact.
No way. No way. First off, thank you. Second off, I'm really excited to see where this is headed.
Kid Safari fact, $10 super chat. There's a species of jellyfish that lives forever. Turritopsis dornai. Turritopsis dornai, of course, has its cells reprogram themselves and revert back to their earliest stages of life. This process is called transdifferentiation. So whatever trans species of jellyfish is out there, that's there you go. It lives forever.
Kid Safari fact. Thanks for the animal fact, because I know Brad didn't prepare one today. So thank you. Thank you so much.
What do you mean you know I didn't prepare one today?
Did you? Yes or no, did you?
Yeah, but listen, before we get to that, what Got do you it. Mean you know I didn't prepare one today? What a thing to say.
I was going to ask if Leah drives any, if Zach gets tired, but that would require us. We do that at the stop. We split it in
you
half.
You switch? Okay.
I had a lot of work to do in the car yesterday, so okay. We switched at the stop.
But she's in line. Like, is she in line with your policy of no stops?
We're very much like brute. I think when they're older, it'll mm-hmm. be more fun. That could be total ignorance. Yeah. But no, we're very much brute force. Like, this baby does not need to be in the car for more than 12 hours today. Yeah.
That does change it. Mine are 13 and 9 now, and like, we're fine. We're it's much less brutal when they're older on a road trip. You can actually, you know, talk about stuff, normal stuff. So pretty great. Another smash brownie. Where do you think Keyshawn Hall ends up? He got an extra year, SEC or lesser conference? Man,
not here. Not here anymore. Tell you that right now.
How much did you expect to think about Keyshawn Hall after April of this year? I said yesterday, and I mean this as endearingly as possible, he's the T.J. Finley of basketball players. It'll be five stops better. In 5 years.
I think he's better at his sport than T.J. is, but there are some similarities for sure.
Don't you think Will Wade can't wait to scoop him up? Like, that's a perfect match for a Will Wade.
I don't know if are people dying to add him? I don't know.
I mean,
he's a great scorer. I just don't think he's like a guy you want on your team, which is super weird.
Well, but again, in a first year, the productivity, I don't know. And it depends on where Keyshawn can, and it may depend on where the check is biggest, but he could go to a smaller program and average 28 points a game.
If you're Keyshawn, it should be where the check is biggest, because it's probably your last year, like really being able to have that kind of value.
That's why you make that decision. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Not slamming that at all. But it's like, you know, you go to a smaller program if the money's similar and he'll score 28 a game. 10-time champion. Super chat. Keyshawn Hall, Blake Mychalek, basketball opposites. One plays offense, one plays defense. That's funny. Have you seen the pictures and videos that are coming out of basketball workouts?
A lot of size, a lot of athleticism.
Yeah. And I love that Auburn basketball, now, like, this is not a new thing, but July and August, Auburn basketball feeds fans hunger. I'm seeing a lot of, man, I need Auburn basketball back in my life. Can't wait. 43 days away from football getting underway, and we also have the appetite for basketball as a fan base. I love that.
Yeah, no, definite culture shift, too. I think with what's happened with basketball, Auburn fans will care about basketball even when football's good again, which is awesome.
Yeah, agreed. All right, what else you guys want to talk about? Any other questions? What's your biggest celebrity interaction? We talked about that on the post show yesterday. Jacob J., I'm fired up for Barnsketball.
Yes.
Barnsketball. Okay.
Thank you, Jacob J. I'm trying to think of any time I've interacted with a celebrity outside of like sports stuff.
Yeah, that was my thing. I didn't have many outside of sports. Bill Gaither was mine.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time coming up with this.
I just don't, yeah.
All of mine are athletes. Yeah. Or coaches.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Smash. Zach's biggest celebrity interaction is the mirror. Every single day.
Y'all are, don't do that.
Well, and it's hard for me to like be really impressed by celebrities when I work with Andy Burcham every day. Yeah, right. Right? Like, what do you do to top that? Hunter, my goodness, Hunter.
Hunter got paid today. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. If we go 1-2 against Georgia, LSU, and Alabama in the win against Alabama, would you be happy? I'll take that a step further, Hunter. You go 1-2 in that trio, period. Does it matter who the win is against? Yes, if the win's against Alabama, I'm happy to answer the question. It's a very good question.
But yeah. If you go, like, I mean, I would take 1-2. Like, if you guaranteed Auburn wins one of those three games.
Yeah. You beat Lane Kiffin at home or Georgia or in Alabama on the road.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then it's like, okay, if you take care of the games you're supposed to take care of outside of that, Auburn, I mean, that's 8-4, 9-3 territory.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Rev, super chat, $10, says, I'm telling you, we'll be undefeated coming out of Athens. Golish is going to rename Sanford Stadium Golish Stadium with that big G on the 50. War Eagle, Rev guaranteed. Rev wouldn't lie to you.
Man, that, I mean, you talk about like national perception and just overall energy around the new, like rising.
Yeah, forget coach. About it. Yeah.
It's over.
Forget about it. Forget it.
Can you imagine how like obnoxious we would be?
Oh, we'd be live the next week. We'd just be live all the time.
Gosh, dude. Like
with disco balls.
People would hate us. Even more than they already do.
How fun. Yep. Auburn Dad. Hey,
let's give it up for
I made the live dive.
That's same great. Time every week, my guy.
Yeah. Made one.
Welcome.
All right. That'll do it for today's show. What have you got here just right as it's ending? Yeah, that's it. We're done.
What was your favorite show you did with a fill-in host? So Daniel, Christian or Dap, what was your
Daniel
favorite?
Got to go quail hunting with Butch Thompson last year. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Let me do one more of these. Yeah, Ronald, I'm getting eaten up on X today. Those Gators coming for you, Brad. It's July. I don't care. It's July. We're all having fun. It's the name of the game. I don't have a favorite. We had good shows. We had good conversations. I liked how animated Dap got talking about Sankey earlier this week. That was a really interesting moment at Media Days. Like, this is where you normally have the big moment from the commissioner, and we just didn't have that. So it was interesting.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Is this real?
What?
LeBron's going to the Sixers?
Oh, is it final? I knew he was considering them.
What?
Yep, I guess so. 2-year, $8 million deal. So he's just trying to win a championship, another championship. Good for them. Good for Jahni Broome.
That's insane.
Yeah. He wanted to play with Jahni Broome.
Oh, I'm tweeting that. Do you care?
No, I don't care. Time a $2 super chat donation for trumpets to be done with a live band.
That'd be awesome for I'm like an Iron Bowl barn cast or something.
If we ever do, yeah, yeah, What if we do live shows in the future that have live music?
That'd be so funny.
Can you imagine? It's already a party. Now we need live music. You guys know any live bands that would like, you know, maybe.
There's a place in Opelika.
Yeah.
That would be perfect for barn casts. And there'd be room for that to happen.
Yeah.
Trying to get in touch with them. I also don't know if I want to commit to being able to like have to do that every week. But I don't know. Because you can't help with that, right? Like that'd be all. Daryl's at. But
when would it be?
Be during games.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to do anything during games.
And Daryl can't. And so like it'd be me and Kyle. And I'm like, I don't know if I can commit to that every week. I'm not sure.
Smash Brownie played cello 15 years ago. We can figure it out.
Email us. I'm interested. Send us an audition tape of you playing the trumpets thing.
Can I tell you? Yeah, Brawl Star checks in. I miss the whole show. we've had a good show today. Thanks. Gosh.
What do you think Auburn Brawl Star is like in real life? What do you think that guy like? How do you think he is as a person? Like, what do you think he does all day?
Oh, I think it's like a female history teacher or something in high school. Yeah, I think it's like super composed and buttoned up, and this is just an
alter ego is like just relentless.
That's what I think. Yeah,
got it.
Like long denim skirt and her dress all the way down to the ankles and that kind of thing. Thank you, Brawl Star.
Why are we not talking about the running back competition? We've talked about the running back competition probably 40 shows since February. Probably. What do you think the pecking order is? War Eagle, TI-00? Like, at this moment, why aren't we talking about it? Or like...
Oh, this kind of thing owns me so much. Because Sam says, why aren't we talking about Byram at Media Days? Why?
It's like, we did. Like, 2 or 3 days. Like, multiple shows a day about it. 10 time, the Auburn Marching Band doing trumpets at half of Southern Miss. That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Okay, Golish said it at Media Days.
I mean,
Zach, you were at Media Days. Golish said it at Media Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was asked about
talking about
Washington in the local media scrum.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't really sound like he had gotten back into game shape, which is a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know what's up with that. I still think it's I think it's what we saw at A-Day right now. And yeah. I know it's alarmingly low on Washington and the – let me restate this. So once again, War Eagle, T, whatever. Like, we've done a million shows on this. Like, it's the best case scenario for Auburn if Bryson Washington becomes the guy that he was at Baylor. So, but I think the pecking order is similar to what we saw at A-Day. I still think it's Cobb, Omar, Davenport, Washington, and that can change.
And I think even if Washington doesn't, like, do what they want him to do,
stand up real quick. Stand up real quick.
Stand up. It's a big logo. It's a big Why? Logo.
Other way. Why is – it's all I see now. Why is it so big?
You got to stop.
Oh, it's so funny.
I got to stop looking at comments or y'all have to stop with the why aren't we talking about lines? Because they have struck a chord with me and I can't stop laughing at them. Y'all have got to cut it out.
Why are we not talking about the quarterback? Oh, man. Brad is larger than life, just like his polo logo. So funny.
Gosh.
Hey, give me a 1920s or 1940s Brad Law talking about the size of the logo on your shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, the logo on this shirt.
You got to make it black and white. You got to make it black and white.
Sorry, you're right. You're right. You're right. Hang on. Shoot. Where'd you go?
This is all you, dude.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is on this shirt, the logo will be so big you'll be able to see it from space. Yes, indeed. No more wondering what the logo is when you're walking next to somebody on the street. If you go to cross the street and you approach someone, you're going to know good and well what school they support. They support those Fighting Tigers of Auburn. Okay. Stumbled a little bit out of the gate, but that's okay.
Oh, so funny. So funny. Whoo! All right. Are we good? What are we talking about? Nothing right now.
What are we talking about? Why are we not talking about whatever we're talking about?
Do a show about Media Days food review. They provide. I didn't go to any of the Media Day stuff. So I don't know. I can't help with that. Auburn dad for life. Next time Dap comes on, we can ask him. He went to a few of the things after I left. That's like, those events are like really awesome for like free booze and stuff. And the food's usually pretty good too, but I don't know. I gave up alcohol. I don't drink anymore. So I'm like, I'm just not gonna go.
When they had it in Hoover. Now, yeah, you had to deal with all the Alabama fans in the lobby, but one of the days there, they would, because you had Shula's Steakhouse right there along Radio Row, and they would typically bring out samples on the third
day.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Just bring out plates of everything, and that was spectacular.
Ike was talking about how good it was. Yeah, it normally is great. The SEC does a really good job of those events, and they're usually like they partner with – like the pro teams, and so like a lot of them are at the stadium. I think they did one thing that was on the like pirate ship in the Buccaneer stadium, which would be super cool. I think that happened after I left, but yeah, I'm sure it was great.
Thank you, 10-time $5 super chat. We changed from API 100 years ago because it wouldn't fit on this shirt. It's a big logo. It was the first thing. We got them a year ago, like right before the season. And it was the first thing I noticed. I'm like, whoa, this is like when we tried to enlarge the logo on the helmets a decade ago and everybody lost their mind.
That was crazy. Yeah.
They were going to increase the helmet size by 20% or whatever. What do we have here? Brawl Star. I got an Auburn movie coming out soon. Stay tuned. I'm locked in.
What does that mean?
I'm locked in.
I'll watch it, but what does that mean?
Oh, I don't trust anything Brawl Star sends. I don't think that's a serious post. I'm so leery of anything Auburn
Brawl
Star
puts up. With AI
now,
though, anything's possible. Why not?
You're right. I'll tell you this, Kate. It's not enough. It's not enough.
What does that mean?
It means I have a huge forehead, and it's shiny today. It's shiny most days.
All right.
And it is big. It's a five head. Ain't no question about it. I mean, we could sell ad space on this forehead, okay?
Brad, are you in the Tumors movie coming on War Eagle Plus?
I don't think so. No. We helped gather info for the guys who did put it together, but I'm not in it.
People are talking about Legend getting kicked out of SEC Media Days. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, he was kicked out. They wouldn't let him stay at Media Days. He's a Feinbaum show caller who has been given a radio slot on Saturday mornings in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Because that's how unserious that is. He's a caller on the Feinbaum show. He's not a media member. He's not a media member. And look, media is a way looser term now than it used to be. He's not in any capacity a media member, despite being given a Saturday morning slot. No, he's not.
Sure no, he is.
That's not a serious show. No. So he got kicked out. And then acted like proceeded.
Did he do something or was he just didn't have a credential?
I don't know. Probably didn't have a credential. If he didn't have a credential, then he's justified to be kicked out. But this fool went on to say, like, I'm going to sue the SEC because they wouldn't let me stay at Media Days. Cool. I would love to see that. I hope it happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Surely the station he was for would have gotten him a credential if they had done that the right way, I would think.
I don't think he thought about it that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he probably just drove down or got a ride with somebody or whatever and just showed up thinking he could, you know, go wherever he wanted to.
All right. Okay. That do it for today's show?
I think probably so. Yeah.
I will tell you, there's a rare Auburn card that has been at one of the shops up here in Columbus. And it's on their eBay, and I got them to pull it down. I'm going to pick it up later today. So next week I will share with you.
No hints other than Auburn player.
It's an ex-Auburn player.
Okay. All right.
A lot of y'all are going to roll your eyes at it.
So he's a Patriot?
No.
No?
Nope.
We are talking football, not basketball?
Football.
Football. Okay. All right. Some of these comments are getting a little out of hand. Okay. All right. That probably does do it for today's show. Thank you very much for being here. We'll be back here again next Friday at 10. And there's so much stuff on the channel. Just check it all out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a million. It's probably too much.